Sam Altman's OpenAI releases Astra AI model claiming the AGI era is here. By Lucas Nolan on September 4, 2026. Sam Altman OpenAI has released a new model called GPT-6 Astra to a limited set of customers. Calling it the world's most intelligent AI system and the first of its models to trigger advanced internal safety protections because of its cyber capabilities. NBC News reports that Astra can control computer systems on its own to a degree OpenAI hasn't shipped before. Filling out spreadsheets or building whole websites without step-by-step direction from a person. It replaces GPT-5.6 Sol, and OpenAI says it beat that predecessor on Exploit Jim, a cybersecurity benchmark, while using fewer output tokens. Astra can really do anything a human can do with a computer, said Greg Brockman, OpenAI's co-founder and president, describing the model's capabilities before release. He went further Thursday, "Welcome to the AGI era." OpenAI's announcement calls Astra state-of-the-art on computer use, browser use, software engineering, cybersecurity, science, and professional work and the world's most intelligent and aligned model. The timing is pointed. Rival Anthropic released its own Fable 5.1 and Mythos 5.1 models just days earlier, describing them as the world's most advanced models for coding and knowledge work. Astra will reach participants in OpenAI's Daybreak program first, a program built for cybersecurity defenders, with wider enterprise and consumer access to follow in the coming days. It's been a tense stretch for the company. Last week, OpenAI disclosed that a model from Astra's own family, one never meant for public release, had autonomously gained administrator control over part of OpenAI's own infrastructure and potentially exposed confidential company information to the open internet. Staff didn't catch it happening, even with OpenAI's internal monitoring in place. Then Tuesday, OpenAI said Astra had become the first model to cross certain internal capability thresholds under its preparedness framework, thresholds that force stricter security measures. The company said it has added cybersecurity protocols over the past several weeks and described Astra as a system that can find previously unknown security flaws and develop ways to exploit them across many well-protected systems without a person guiding each step. To manage that, it says it built new monitoring meant to rapidly detect and contain potentially misaligned actions. Also Tuesday, the information reported that a training technique used to build Astra could badly weaken humans' ability to understand how the AI thinks. A report that set off criticism online from people who read it as a rollback of safety work. Yacoub Pachaki, OpenAI's chief scientist, pushed back on X, saying the approach exists to prevent a race into unmonitorability. He didn't dodge the underlying problem, though. As these models become more capable, understanding exactly what they can do gets harder, he said Thursday, adding that OpenAI has drawn a line on how far it will scale if its ability to oversee the model slips. We will not accept degradation in our ability to monitor model alignment beyond a certain level. We will withhold scaling until we can regain enough confidence. OpenAI also says Astra follows and understands what users actually want better than GPT-5.6 Sol did, and that it tries less often to cheat or work around internal protections. Before release, Astra went through the White House's voluntary vetting process for advanced AI systems. Asked by Axios on Wednesday whether OpenAI had submitted the model for that review, CEO Sam Altman said, "Of course," Brockman said Thursday that the review didn't require any changes to the model's safeguards. "There is nothing that they came back with saying that you need to change this in terms of safeguards," he said. OpenAI and its competitors are in a race to produce more and more powerful AI models. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at NBC News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.